Guys, this is National Consultant Mark Schutmeyer calling in from Missouri, state of Missouri. Guys, I have a huge honor to have two national or executive consultant millionaires on this call tonight, and I'll introduce them in just a second to give you a brief idea who they are. But before I get the call started, I'd like you guys to do me a favor. So when we get last week, when we did the call, several people, dozens of people actually sent me a text encouraging me for, you know, doing another call like that on the focus. I appreciate every one of the comments that you guys made. It was very, very generous. Guys, if you would do the same, I'll share Daniel and Steven's number with you guys to also, with their permission, if you would send them a congratulatory note there or saying something nice and what you learned from that. Because a lot of the people who sent me a text, they told me they like this or they like that and the thing. So some takeaways, key takeaways that you have from this call, if you can let them know, it encourages that speaker to do more. And guys, they bring so much value to this business. Guys, I met this couple in 2016. Actually, I met them before that at an ambition, but I got to spend a whole week with them in, I think about 10 days with them in Hawaii. That was our biggest five-star trip ever. That was the longest trip there. We were Hawaii and a wonderful resort there. And I got to sit down with them, have breakfast with them, lunch with them. And in 2016, there was an enlightening point for me that Stephen and Daniel and, you know, helped me understand, was how to systematically make a check on a weekly basis. There were top 50 money earners in the business. They wanted to show me exactly how to get to that point there where you could predictably make that check. Every week you could make a check, a predictable income there, which is what sets us to be financially free. And they're going to share some of those techniques with you guys tonight too also. So I want you to get a pen and paper handy right now before I get these guys on the call. They're top 50 money earners, multiple year top 50 money earners. They're executive consultants. They are also five-star winners. As they have been in, you know, every training that I have had, I always attribute the stuff that I learned from Stephen and Daniel. Every time I get a chance to talk to Stephen, he enlightens me in new ways, new things. And last week when I did this call with him, it was nothing different. I learned a few different ways there, the way he does the business there. So everybody learns from people like that, and you're going to learn from them today. So without further ado, Stephen and Daniel, are you on the call with me, sir?
Yes, we are.
Hey there.
Awesome, awesome, fantastic. Hi, Danielle. Great to hear you, man. And those pictures were beautiful. I saw those pictures, the fall pictures. They're one of the most wonderful parents, guys. I can't tell you enough about their abilities.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Merv.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Stephen, give us a little introduction about how you and Danielle came into the business. I know you have a wonderful story to share with us.
Yes. All right. Well, good evening, everyone. And thank you so much, Brian McClure, for doing these calls. And thank you, Merv, for asking us to be on this call tonight. It is an absolute honor, and we're incredibly humbled to be here and to share a little bit of our Ambit journey and some of the things that have helped us throughout our journey, and we hope to bring some encouragement to everybody that's on this call. Now, like Mer said, we had the privilege of going on a five-star trip with him to Hawaii and spending like almost 10 days together, and it was just the most amazing trip. It feels like it was yesterday, but we can't wait to go back someday. But we got to learn a whole lot from Mer too. And he is truly someone that we look up to in this business. And we really are both blessed to call him a friend. Now, I just want to share a little bit about our background before we got introduced to the Ambit opportunity. Now, in high school, I started cosmetology school. I started doing hair full-time by the time that I was 19. I was born and raised on Bainbridge Island, Washington, which is a 30-minute ferry boat ride from Seattle. I was doing hair over the years in some of the top salons there. Now, Danielle was raised in San Diego, California. She was hired with the airlines in her early 20s as a flight attendant. And yes, when I met her, she did have a lot of baggage. But she was living in Los Angeles. She eventually got based in Seattle and started attending the same church that I was attending, and we eventually ended up meeting at a young professionals group at church. This was a 20-something year group that of young people that were beginning their careers. One night when we were at church at this young professionals group, I really did not feel like being there. I really just wanted to leave that night. And as I was walking down the stairs, I was about to exit the building. I saw this beautiful redhead walk in and smile at me, and it drew me back in. And I came back in, and I'm like, I have to meet this gal. This was a moment I truly believe that God winked. We all must be sensitive to moments throughout our day, weeks, and months when God could be setting us up for a divine appointment. A smile goes a long way. Her smile has changed my whole life. It's brought me into my destiny. I now have a beautiful family and have four awesome kids.
Yeah, so Stephen and I, you know, we went on our first date a few months after we met, because that summer I was flying with the airlines, and we ended up spending a lot of time together throughout the rest of the year. When I came back in September, I went on like a 4-month leave with the airlines, and my leave ended up turning into a temporary layoff in January 2003. We ended up getting engaged the end of January 2003. You know, when you know, you know. And I ended up finding these Shamrock invitations, and I knew that we were supposed to get married as soon as possible. And what better place to do it than Las Vegas? We ended up getting married in Las Vegas on St. Patrick's Day. We always joke we did the $9.99 special because in Las Vegas, they do everything for you. They do the flowers, the cake, the whole package. And so just to give you all kind of a timeline, we met in June of 2002 and married by March of 2003. Now, after we got home from our honeymoon, Stephen, you know, he was doing hair, as I mentioned earlier, but during that time I was laid off with the airlines because of 9/11, and a lot of the airlines were cutting back. I always wanted to do makeup, so I got hired with Nordstrom doing makeup. The cool thing was is I was able to send over a lot of the makeup clients that I was seeing over to Stephen. And, you know, Stephen and I, over the years, we've always been a great team. You know, we love working together, which is so perfect now with Ambit because we really balance each other out well. You know, a few years ago, a few years after we got married, we did what we thought you were supposed to do. We ended up buying our first house. And all of our friends were buying houses, so we thought, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what everyone's doing. But the only thing was, is we got into a really bad loan. We got some pretty bad advice. We initially thought the loan was great because we had, you know, interest-only loan and our payments were cheap. The only thing is that it later caught up to us when our payments ended up ballooning. And it was right after the stock market crashed and the housing market crashed in 2008, 2009. Now, our house ended up going from like $360,000 down to $120,000. And then our payments ended up ballooning, and they were way higher than what we could afford. So we ended up getting ourselves into a ton of credit card debt just to pay for our increased expenses. And we were in over our heads. And you know what? Things were actually not getting better due to the economy. Stephen, who was running his own business, he started losing clients left and right, not because he wasn't doing great work. A lot of it was because the bad economy, and everyone was trying to do cutbacks and save money. Now, during that time, we actually found out we were pregnant with our first son. Of course, you know, when you things are the hardest, and then you're like, whoa, great joy coming. So we had the joy of knowing we're expanding our family. We also were dealing with a lot of the stress of wondering what we were going to do to survive. You know, we tried to do a refinance, but it was impossible with the housing market crash. We also attempted to do a short sale, but, you know, we didn't have any luck with that either. You know, our son arrived in May of 2010. A few months later, got pregnant again, had baby number two come in. So Stephen, you know, he started like going, oh, we got to find some other options here. So we ended up, he went to a really high-end salon in hopes to get hired there. And it was one of the top salons in Seattle. This was a spot that was super difficult to get into, where they really tested your work and your skills, and he got hired.
Yes, the salon was absolutely beautiful. The water, it was on the water in the high-end part of Seattle. We had valet parking for the clients. I got to charge some of the top in the salon. I absolutely loved my job, and things were starting to look up. But no matter how well that I started doing at this new place, we still were playing catch up with all the mess that we got into before with our credit card debt. A few weeks after our second son, Gabriel, was born, Esther Spina, a family friend of Danielle's that she's known for years from Southern California, reached out to her and asked her how things were going. Now, we knew things were going great with her family and her ambit business and saw their family's lives being changed. And we decided we needed to make a change. And we signed up from Seattle to start Ambit. We were working from Seattle and got to regional consultant. We decided to come out to Texas for Ambition 2011 as an RC and brought our two little baby boys with us. When we came out during that time and we prayed a whole lot about making the move and to start a new life in Texas. And before we left Texas, we prayed and we really felt a peace and a confirmation that this is the time to make the move. Now, I called the salon that I absolutely loved and I gave my 30-day notice. It was really hard, but I knew it was the right thing to do. And I know sometimes you have to take a step back to take a step forward. And we were thinking of making the move for our family's future. Now, we packed up our house. We said our goodbyes to my clientele of 15 years. And many were crying in my chair. I can't even tell you how many. It was a really hard thing to do to say goodbye to each one of these clients. They meant so much to me, and it was so much, such a blessing of a career that I had in Seattle. Now, both of our families, who all lived in the Northwest, were not happy about us making this move. They told us that we could move, but just leave the grandkids with them. And we knew that wasn't something that was going to be feasible. So we packed up our house and made the move about 6 weeks after deciding. We knew the house we lived in Seattle was eventually going to be foreclosed on, so we just left it. We got to Texas. Actually, literally, it's been about 11 years ago this month, and I immediately started leasing a spot to do hair. I thought I would build it quickly, and it did not happen that way. We got here, we were not financially prepared at all. We barely had any money, and we never wrote a vision or had a clear plan when we arrived. But when we got discouraged so quickly, and after getting here, all our money ran out so fast, and we needed to make a living. So then Danielle found out she was pregnant again with our third baby. We took all of our focus off of Ambit, and we focused on building the hair career again and making sure we had a roof over our heads for our growing family. We thought things were hard in Seattle, but they were actually much harder in Texas. Every month, we were constantly hitting a wall of making our rent, and we'd had to turn to family, church, and charities to help us pay bills. It was the most humbling times of our life. We had to keep food on the table for our family. It was so hard. Ambit was always in the back of our head. But we were so down and discouraged, we just stayed in a survival mode. Now, we had our third son, and a week after he was born, our car was repossessed. We had a baby girl here in Texas during that hard season, and that was about 15 months later, and right before she was born, our house finally foreclosed. We got so desperate and so depressed at one point that we called both of our families and said, "We're going to move back to Seattle." But then we woke up and that next morning and we both felt sick. And we literally heard God say, "I never told you to leave." When we called our families back and told them that God said we aren't supposed to leave, they thought we were crazy. During this time, we did a lot of self-evaluation. We realized we had a lot of unforgiveness that needed to be dealt with. We were angry at ourselves, each other, and other people, and blamed others for our bad decisions we made. We asked each other for forgiveness and went to many people to ask for their forgiveness and began to restore our relationships. And this all happened right before simulcast of 2015.
Yeah, in January 2015, Stephen and I, you know, decided we needed to get plugged back into Ambit, especially after a 3-year break. I know we're really busy, but we knew we needed to get plugged back in. I ended up registering for simulcast, and Stephen ended up staying back with our 4 little kids at the time that were 4 years and under. We had 4 under 4. You know, at that time, we couldn't afford a sitter. So I just ended up going. And when I went to simulcast, something had changed. Something changed in me. I knew when I heard everything I heard at the event and I saw people who were having success, it truly, truly inspired me. And I knew it would inspire Stephen, who couldn't be there at the time. I called Stephen when the event was over with tears. And we both made a pact on the phone with each other. And we said, no more excuses. We were doing this business. We moved out to Texas to do this business. Let's get it done. So we were at that time about 6 away from reaching senior consultant. After simulcast, we made that commitment. We're going to hit SC before the end of February 2015. We needed to have all of our full focus doing Ambit. So Stephen, he at the time decided to stop leasing a salon chair, and he put his hair career on hold so we could put all of our focus on doing Ambit. You know, at that time, we finally set goals for once in our life, and we were checking our list off, and we were making these goals happen. Phone calls, we were up till midnight, many nights on the phone. We just felt like we're going to do with whatever we need to do to reach the goal. And we made a vision board. And everything we put on that vision board, we did it. We finally had the momentum and the drive. And we were so excited about this business. We were running. Our next stop was executive consultant. And we were getting people excited. And we were working with a few people. A few of our consultants got to SC. And it was really exciting times for sure.
And then I got a phone call that nobody ever wants to get, that my mom had a fall and they found stage 4 brain and stage 4 lung cancer, and that they were going to have to go remove a cancerous tumor from her brain. Now, the first surgery, they were able to remove about half the tumor. Now, then they did a second surgery and she lost all feeling in half of her body. They tried to rehabilitate her just for a few weeks. And then they put her into hospice care. So we decided we needed to go out to Seattle to be with my mom. And the kids, they brought her so much joy. We spent the last month of her life with her and still worked our Ambit business from Seattle. We worked from 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., our Ambit business. We then went to go to hospice with the kids, who were all very little, to spend our late afternoons and evenings with my mom. The kids brought lots of joy to all the people in hospice that were there, and especially to my mom. Now, during this time, all of our bills were paid in Texas, and all of our expenses were covered in Seattle. They were covered because we finally started working our business. If we didn't get our business started, I would have only probably been able to come up to the funeral. But since we started the business and we had residual income and we had money coming in, we could continue to build our dream. Now, one morning while we were in Seattle, I woke up and I just felt an urgency that I had to get up quick and drive over to go see my mom. I knew that her time was short, and I went alone. And I told her when I saw her, and she wasn't really responsive. She was breathing heavily, laying there, and pretty much comatose. And I knew she could hear me, though. I told her that I was going to miss her, and that I was sad that she wouldn't see the kids grow up and her grandkids. I told her I wish she would fight. And I understood, though, if she needed to go, and that she needed to stop fighting, and that she needed to go, that I understood, and I said my goodbyes to her. I got a call less than an hour after she passed. It was incredibly hard losing my mom. My mom was one of my biggest cheerleaders. She saw the gifts in me early, like how we can see them in our own kids. She encouraged me to be a hairstylist. She saw that gift in me, something that I didn't see in myself. So now we flew back to Dallas after her celebration of life service, and we picked up our business, and we went back running again to EC. Now, it was very tough, but we knew we had to stay strong, and we needed to keep working hard despite what we just went through. We had 4 kids at home, all in 5 and under, and we knew we were doing this business for them and that my mom and my family, my dad, would want us to live a good life and provide a great life for a family. We were only 2 senior consultants away from reaching EC when we got back in mid-June.
Yes, when we got back, we were running hard. And, you know, we ended up eventually reaching our goal August 2015. We hit executive consultant. Now, that summer, after we lost Steven's mom, you know, my mom was also dealing with a ton of health issues as well. She was in and out of the hospital several times. And my mom knew our financial struggles that we faced in Texas. And she was so excited for us. I was able to call her on the phone and tell her that we reached executive consultant. And literally a week after we reached EC, I got a call from my aunt who said my mom was not doing well, that we really should all get on a plane and head to Oregon as quickly as possible, that she was having liver failure. She was 54 years old. We flew out immediately. And when we arrived to her house, she was barely responsive. She went into a coma that following day, and then she went to be with the Lord less than a week after we arrived. Little did we know, in June, after saying goodbye to Stephen's mom, we would be saying goodbye to my mom 2.5 months later. It was really, really just unbelievable what the loss that we just went through. And yet, you know, at the same time, we went back and, you know, we knew ambition was right around the corner because it was in August. Our son was starting kindergarten and we ended up going to ambition. But yet it was like such a celebratory time, for, you know, hitting EC for the first time. But and we had faced so many, some of our greatest losses, but greatest financial blessings.
Now, through all these experiences, all of our pain, all of our mistakes over the last pretty much 15 years, there were several things that absolutely stopped us from having breakthrough in our business, breakthrough in relationships, just having success. And we've identified these 7 things that we know that had stopped us from having success in business. And I know these same things that stopped us from having success are things that can affect all of us. And I hope this will help you as we go through these points. Now, we are far from perfect, and sometimes these things can creep up out of nowhere and still attack us. But now we know how to recognize them and silence the voices in our mind. We can deal with these things. We all deal with these things at some level. I will go ahead and start. Now, our number one thing was a negative mindset. Now, mindset is everything. What you think about in your mind will become your reality. And if you focus on negative things, you'll have a negative life. Now, you need to change your mindset. Now, we had poverty mindsets. We had a victim mindset. We blamed others for our lack of success. You got to stop blaming anybody for any of your lack of success. You got to take responsibility anywhere where you've fallen short. Now, to change your mindset, things that helped us, well, number one was getting in the Bible and listening to the Bible app and just hearing encouraging scriptures and words, worshiping, praying, and listening to things on YouTube and podcasts, just on mindset training and daily working on those things. And just having self-affirmations too about just saying positive things about who we are, not saying negative things, not saying anything negative about ourselves anymore. We did that for too many years. So we need to say, just as it kind of reminds me of a funny Saturday Night Live skit back from the 90s where this guy looks in the mirror and he says, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. As funny as that is, you really do need to speak well of yourself. It does go a long way. And, you know, listen to books on Audible and turn off the TV, get rid of all distractions. For us, we turned off the news. We never pretty much watch the news because it's just usually all so negative. And that really helped us not having that anymore. Now, number two is we had no solid vision or a strong why. Now, in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, I say, make a vision board. Look at it every day. Now, we did that. We made a vision board of our dreams that we had for reaching EC, going on memorable vacations with our family, earning that five-star trip, being a present parent, not missing any of our kids' special events, even getting our million-dollar jacket. Everything that was on our board, we looked at every day, and we reached all of those goals. Once you reach your goals, do another dream board. They do work. Now set daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly goals. When you have a big goal, break it down into smaller goals to reach that goal. We always heard that your why must make you cry. Your why has to motivate you to stay strong in the hard times, and it has to remind you why you're doing the business.
Yes, and three is bad mentors and friendships that aren't helping you grow. Good mentors, they really want you to succeed, and they also see you as part of the team. Bad mentors want their own success and see you as a means for them. Now, good mentors warn you about future pitfalls, but leave the choice to you. Now, bad mentors are controlling. They make choices for you, cut you out of your life if you don't follow them. So you need to have people in your life who are for you, not be in your life only when success, you know, ends up coming. The ones that stick by your side in tough times are the ones you want to stick by for the rest of your life. The thing that should attract you to a good mentor is someone who wants, you know, that someone who makes you want to be a better person, someone who makes you want to grow and be a better leader. They are humble, servant leader, regardless if they have a financial benefit or no financial benefit for helping you. You will not take advice from someone unless you believe you can trust them. You have to believe in your heart that they truly care about you. So people, you know, that saying, it's people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. That's always stood strong with us. Now, the fourth thing that we're talking about is fear and fear of rejection. Now, in this business, is without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you're always going to be challenged to do something in your business to step out in faith. Even for us, doing this national call today was a step of faith. And, you know, you have to reach out to new people, break out of your comfort zone, face your fears, conquer it, take risks in life. Faith will always cancel out fear. Fear will leave you stagnant, and it will make you miss out on wonderful opportunities. There is power of life and death in your tongue, so speak life. Now, the other day, I was telling Stephen, I said one of my biggest fears was having a bee come in our car. And literally, less than a week later, a big wasp was in our car. And as I was taking the kids to school, as I was driving. And Stephen told me at that time, before that bee came, he was like, you better revoke that. You better not speak that into your life. And, you know, I just kind of brushed it off, like, whatever. And then, sure enough, that happened. So, you know what? Always speak life. Always speak life into your business, into your relationships. You know, never give up on something you want. It's difficult to wait, but it's actually more difficult to live in regret. there are so many times we go, man, I wonder where our family would be if we didn't take that risk and move to Texas to pursue Ambit. You know, change is painful, but it was worth it in hindsight.
Number five is unforgiveness, and we dealt with this massively. Now, you need to forgive yourself, number one. We can be the hardest on ourselves, always. We need to forgive others and people like your spouse, your kids, your extended family, friends, leaders, bosses. Accept responsibility where you have fallen short. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean that you accept the other person's behavior or anything that has been done to you, but you've released it. Just give it to God. And just because you're a prisoner in a prison, and you have that's no place to be. Unforgiveness leaves you completely as, like I said, as a prisoner. The second we start to forgiving, the second the blessing fell on our business, as God supernaturally blessed our business and fast-tracked us. We thought we missed out on all those years, and God raised us up in His timing. His timing is perfect. Don't let unforgiveness stop you from your blessings and keep you stagnant.
And number six is self-comparison. I know we can all deal with it at some level. When we compare with other people, we feel miserable, we're not grateful, we're not thankful. Never judge anybody else's success. You don't know what they've been through, what they've gone through to get where they're at. Remember, God made us all special. We all have been given different gifts that should complement one another. You need to be confident in who you're made to be. And always stay humble, no matter how much success you have in this business. Don't get a big head, because life has its way of knocking you back down.
And number seven is not embracing the struggle and pain. And it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James 1, 2, and 3. Don't despise small beginnings. And without the test, there is no testimony. You learn the most and you grow the most during the most painful times. And boy, do we understand that. When you fight for something, you're going to always be more grateful for it. When things come easy, there's never much appreciation for it. Now you want to smile through it all and become the most enthusiastic person that you know. You know, during this time, we had to remain strong in our faith that we knew that God would take us out of our circumstances at some point, and we needed to work on ourselves to make that happen.
Yes, and just kind of like our final thoughts about everything, you know, we are so incredibly thankful for the Ambit opportunity. It has changed our lives. Our mindsets are different than when we started 11 years ago. You know, we've been blessed with the ability to see our kids grow up. We don't miss any important events happening in their lives. And we have seen God take us from focusing on ourselves, because, you know, when you're just trying to survive, your survival mode, you're just looking down all the time, to looking up and helping other people live in victory. And just being sensitive to look up throughout our day to be a blessing to other people. Nothing is impossible with God, and He has used Ambit to change our family's life and many other people we know their lives as well. You know, after we lost our home due to the foreclosure, we always thought, man, it would be so great to have a home again. And, you know, we saw this home, and we ended up building our own home, and it's changed like our whole life. You know, we're so thankful that God restored that and that we got to have a home again.
We also are just absolutely grateful that we were able to earn, you know, our yellow $1 million jackets. And now the jacket represents earning $1 million, you know, in our business. But to us, it represents many other things, including the provision of God and how He carried us through the really hard seasons in life. It represents all the consultants who work their own businesses and customers who joined our business, and the time that we sewed into our teams and our business, and all the mentors that came alongside us, and all the events that we went to, and all of the knowledge and wisdom that everybody has poured into us over the years. Now, without all of this, we could have never reached the goal of $1 million. Every time we wear our yellow jackets, we are reminded of our perseverance and that we never gave up, even though that the odds were absolutely stacked against us. Now, just keep pushing forward. Never give up. Storms do not last forever. You could be the answer to someone else's prayers. Be sensitive to others. There's so many people that are hurting out there that need an encouraging word, and you can be the one to bring it to them. And you can tell them your story, and you can share an opportunity that can change their lives. Thank you again, Murr, for having us on this call tonight. We're so grateful and humbled to be here. And God bless you all.
God bless you all. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you all.
Well, Stephen, I am weeping, brother. Your story, Danielle, it's amazing. If this call didn't move you guys into action, I don't know what did, guys. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a touching call. So, Stephen, I appreciate you taking the time and going through all of those memories together with us.
And it's, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really difficult to kind of relive the...
Yeah, it is hard. It's always hard talking about the hard things, you know, but it's the reality of life and, you know, what we've walked through, and we want to be as transparent as that we can be.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you guys for pouring.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to open up the lines. Guys, next week we have national consultant Mr. Robert Wuda from Chicago. He's going to be on the call. He's agreed to do the call for next week, and then the weeks after following, we'll have other millionaires, Ambit millionaires. We'll have Shadrian Wilson, executive consultant. We'll have a national consultant, Jake Hughes. They have received the yellow jackets also the same time when Stephen and Daniel did. And we will be hosting them, and Ralph Nicosia will be coming on soon too also, executive consultant Ralph Nicosia. So we'll be having them. Look out for their names to pop up, but make sure that you thank Stephen and Daniel. And I don't know whether you can do it over the Facebook there. You know, you can friend request Stephen Daniel, put it on their Facebook, thank them. If you want to send them a text, let me know. Stephen, do I have your permission to share your number with some of the
listeners? Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I will do that. I'll share the number with you guys, send them a text, send them a quick note saying how thankful you are and what you have learned from it. So let me open up the lines, guys, and please thank them.